Sean Daniels from the Horror Haven Fright Channel here with Joe Delegata, artist extraordinaire. You also have a daytime job at what place again?
I work at 38 Studios as an illustrator.
And who is the person who is the owner of that said video game company?
That is Mr. Kurt Schilling. He's the co-founder of that company.
And does he ever walk around with a bloody sock by any chance?
He does not, but I see him often. He's a great guy.
And I'm hoping you're a Red Sox fan because you are a local guy like myself.
This year was a little tough, but yes, I am a Red Sox fan.
Excellent, excellent. So you have a book that's coming out. Why don't you talk a little bit about it?
Well, I'm working on a book called The Diver. It's been in the works since 2006 when I first came up with the character. It's in the very, very early stages right now. I'm only a couple pages in and a cover, but it's think the story as Clash of the Titans during World War II.
Now, you're publishing this yourself?
I'm going to try to do the self-publishing route. I'll try to get Image to do it once I'm all completed with a book. If not, I will do some kind of funding of my own to get it done.
Have you thought like Kickstarter or any of those different projects and stuff out there?
With the whole popularity of Kickstarter coming out, that has been an option in the back of my head. So yeah, that could be a viable resource to get some funding.
How would you classify your style?
I'm still trying to work away from the big Mignola influence, but I'm just drawn to that kind of style. Guys like Corey Walker, Mike Mignola, they do shapes really well, and that's what I try to focus on, is just shapes of my figures and my backgrounds. And slowly but surely, I'm getting less Mike Mignola influence in my work, and I'm trying to get my own stuff.
You're doing some interesting stuff with negative space, with some of the dark colors. How does that play into your stuff?
The way I do my illustrations, I really try to make it work in black and white, because if it works in black and white, then it will always work in color. So I focus on the black and white aspect, and then as long as that works, once it gets colored, it'll be that much easier for the colorist, whoever it may be. And it's just a nice... I think of it as working like a puzzle, trying to get the black and white shapes to work together and fit and make a nice, pleasing image.
I love it. You do some really interesting stuff with it. Now, as a process, you know, with so much digital stuff out there, working for a video game company, do you do much stuff digitally, or are you strictly like a physical guy first?
Well, my work that I do on my own for myself, that's all traditional from start to finish. At work, I obviously work digitally on a Cintiq. It's my first time using one since I started back in June, but I think having a traditional background, it wasn't too difficult making the transition to digital. I have toyed with the idea of getting myself a Cintiq, because the layout stages, I wouldn't have a problem doing my layouts digitally. It would be a lot easier than resizing things in Photoshop. After I draw them once, I could just go straight into the computer, adjust sizes of things, nudge things over left and right. So a Cintiq would be a nice addition to my art supplies, and I am definitely considering it, but I could never do digital all the way through and publish something like that for myself.
Excellent. Now, for the video games, what did you do for 38 Studios?
I work as a cinematic illustrator. That's pretty much all the information I can really give at this time.
That's completely fine. I get it. Daniel Bradford said the same thing. Yep. So from a gaming standpoint, are you a gamer?
Platform games, like old school Nintendo, I love, and I would still play to this day if I had a working Nintendo. Games today, I haven't been into. I think the system that I currently own is a PlayStation 2, and I just started playing Final Fantasy VII again, like a few months back. But other than that, I don't really play too many games. Mega Man, the classic Mega Man games are my favorite, always will be. I don't think I'll ever play a game that's as fun as those to me.
Who is your favorite bad robot from Mega Man, and what other Nintendo games were you a big fan of?
Favorite bosses, probably Bomb Man from the first one, Bubble Man from the second one.
You weren't a Leaf Man fan?
Wood Man was great. He was great.
Right?
Yeah, I was a fan of him. Other video games that I liked, can't go wrong with the Mario Brothers games. Metal Gear Solid, you did bring that up. I loved the first two that came out for PlayStation. I really enjoyed those.
And have you ever heard of the band 14-Year-Old Girl? They do Nintendo punk, and they actually have a song called Rocket Man.
I am familiar with some bands that do like Nintendo music and old school video game music, and every once in a while I love listening to that stuff because it's a nostalgia thing.
Yep.
Brings you back, and you're a little kid back in the living room playing video games. So I enjoy that aspect of the bands that do video game music.
Excellent. Before we wrap this up, when are we going to see Diver? And then what comics are you reading?
As far as the Diver goes, that all depends on when I finish it. I started on page one, and I'm just going to keep working page by page until I finish the book. I'm trying to give myself a 2-year deadline to have it done, tops. But we'll see how that goes. And comics I'm reading... lately, I haven't read much. Trying to think off the top of my head. I don't have a comic store near me anymore now that I live in Rhode Island, in Providence. It's tough to find a comic book store.
Newbury Comics is that's where I've been going because
I unfortunately have to go to Newbury Comics, yeah. And they have slim pickings there. I miss living in Malden, being able to go to New England Comics in Malden Square. That's my favorite comic store ever, so... every once in a while when I visit home, I do try to stop in there and catch up on some old things that I missed. But the new Hellboy stuff I've been waiting for Mike to get back on the book. I finished reading the Duncan Figueredo run on the Hellboy stuff. And my buddy Trad Moore with the Luther Strode. He snagged me a couple of issues when we had done an art trade together, mm-hmm. And I gotta sit down and start reading that book because it's been getting excellent reviews, and the kid is he's a monster when it comes to getting pages done, and the stuff is always quality. So I want to pick up the trade. I think it just came out last week or 2 weeks ago, so I'm probably gonna start reading Luther Strode and get all the way through that.
Excellent. So is there any website?
DeviantArt is the best place to find my artwork. Boston-Joe@DeviantArt.com, whatever that DeviantArt site is.
You can definitely tell your boss about DeviantArt.
I get a lot of comments on the accent from when I go out of town.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.